hope you get this letter. I know the pressure's greatly felt ever since you got set up. I feel your pain and I could relate to you even better. I've been through the same thing as you, but I will never let up. Like Bryson Gray and his fans, they want to see me wet up and dead in the street. You'll never guess why, but I'm so fed up. People jealous of me, they hate me and turning on me. We supposed to be on the same team, ain't no getting better. I'm sick of these fake politicians flying to D.C. on the 6th to take pictures and pose like a star figure. But they ain't got no love for this country. They fall victim to the money and the fame and the glory, the fallen system as these Democrats silence us. And we ain't got the time because the violence starting to rise and our rights are being declined. And what power do we have if we don't unite on the path that Jesus Christ wanted us on? We just lost and losing it fast. So I hope you never vote Trump. And I pray to God I get unbanned and blown up. Because if I make it, I promise I won't start faking and acting like I'm the greatest. I just want to give this country back everything I was taking. And I know you can't respond and it's a scary situation. We both banned from the world because we out of the simulation. And people still ungrateful, they still stuck in the matrix. Ain't no saving all these people, I hate to say it, but
everybody running out of time.
Can't keep running.
They just wanna see us die tonight.
Feel it coming.
Ain't nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Can't keep suffering.
I just wanna live a normal life.
They won't give us back all.
Jesus, give us life.
Give us life, yeah.
I could spread the message. I want to thank you for everything and your efforts. You fighting for us and storming through all the weather and hurricanes and the pain and the stormy nights through whatever. I never thought I'd see the day I see a true leader. You believe what we believe in, you're a true speaker. You tell us what we need to know and you don't hold back either. The type of president we need, but now the left is cheating, trying to take our freedom. And they ain't got no respect, they don't want to see us breathing. They wanna kill us all, the war between us and them demons. They just deleted Parler, now they forcing us to beat us. Stupid communist country and we can't even leave it. Forcing us with masks, I'm having a hard time breathing. And y'all still screaming Biden 2020 like y'all fiending. I swear I can't believe this. I hope they get locked up for treason for denouncing Jesus.
Yeah.
And y'all can silence me, go ahead and delete my IG.
Yeah.
I'll just buy another phone and change up my IP.
Yeah.
I promise to God I'ma get the message out on me.
Yeah.
I'm a legend since 13, I've been killing beats.
Right.
Now I'm using my talent to keep my people free. I'm praising God I had enough of living life for me, cause I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired of need the peace. Trump 2021 until they bury me.
Jesus, give us life.
Give us life, yeah.
And bring us to the light.
To the light, yeah.
We all need to lean on you.
Need to lean on you.
And give us the strength to fight.
Give us life, yeah.
And bring us to the light.
To the light, yeah.
We all need to lean on you.
Need to lean on you.
And give us the strength to fight.
That was an artist called Loza Alexander with his song Dear Trump. I think he speaks for a lot of us. He says, share this song everywhere. Trump needs to hear this message. God bless America. Today is the first day, the first full 24 hours with Joe Biden as president of the United States. And what a day it has been. Communist mobs roaming through American cities, burning American flags, smashing store windows, smashing the windows of courthouses, and the DNC there in Seattle and Portland. You know, thank God they're not dangerous white supremacists. Thank God they're not gym teachers and lawyers waving the American flag and saying, I demand a free and fair election. No, they're burning the American flag. They're calling for communism. And they're telling you, you deserve to die for upholding the system that your grandparents fought and died for. So, you know, good, good. This is the country that we're in now. This is where we are now. Congratulations. We made it. Communist hell. We'll be right back.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video. It is the 21st of January, year 2021, first full day of a Joe Biden presidency. And last night we saw mobs of communists storming through American cities. This is the new normal. Of course, they don't represent a threat to democracy, apparently, even though they are openly communist, burning the American flag. That's who Joe Biden demands unity with. In fact, subjugation under. Let's do a quick little daily dispatch here, get you some of the most important news that you need to know. These stories can be found at InfoWars.com. Antifa riots follow inauguration. Quote, we don't want Biden, we want revenge. While corporate media salivated in the anticipation of a repeat of the Capitol building storming, ready to blame Trump supporters, it was crickets when Antifa started rioting again last night in Seattle. Groups of Antifa marauded through the streets, vandalizing property and starting fires. Likewise, in Seattle, a little over 8 hours since Joe Biden was inaugurated, they were burning the American flag, smashing an Amazon Go store. Police are monitoring a group in downtown Seattle. Multiple sites have been vandalized. Antifa violence also broke out in Portland as Antifa attacked the Democratic Party building. They also broke windows at a courthouse. This, of course, according to the mainstream media, is an expression of frustration, a good thing, certainly not something that any authorities in power have to deal with. No, it's just black-clad wards of the state destroying private property and failing in their utter, like almost inexplicable weakness to break a window with a piece of metal. It's just incredible. It's just incredible. If it takes you more than one hit with a hammer to destroy a window, there's something wrong with you. Let's just say that. What else we got? A Reddit user has bragged about cremating his father against his wishes, trashing his ashes because he supported Trump. He writes, I denied my Trump supporting father a proper burial. My Trump-supporting father died on 10-18-2020. I was the estate executor, so I had him cremated against his wishes. I donated a third of the estate to Planned Parenthood. His ashes are sitting in the garage and awaiting for a proper garbage day. So unity, once again, at the forefront. This, of course, celebrated by the users on Reddit in the same way that you had people turning in their family members to the FBI for daring to go to a protest at the Capitol, and then people setting up a GoFundMe and then making tens of thousands of dollars for snitching. This is our future. Communists, snitches, weaklings, all wards of the state, arrayed against the hardworking, regular conservative Americans throughout the country. Of course, one of those sides has the full force and weight of the corporate, governmental, institutional, and military industrial complex. And a big hint here, it's not the ones waving the American flags, it's the ones burning it. That should give you a hint as to who's on the good side and who's not. Amazon offers to help roll out of COVID-19 vaccine only after Trump leaves office. And we have a couple stories like this that we'll get to throughout the day of things suddenly changing, suddenly turning around, sometimes even mere hours after Joe Biden has been inaugurated yesterday. Lots of things came out, including Maricopa County in Arizona saying, oh, yeah, we can do an investigation into the vote. I mean, now that Joe Biden has been inaugurated and there's little danger of that being reversed, sure, now we can look in to the accusations of voter fraud. Literally an hour after he was inaugurated, they came out with that, and we'll go into that later. A major tour operator refuses to book holidays for the unvaccinated as a little hint of the world to come. If you are not vaccinated with the ineffective, experimental, often dangerous vaccine, you will not be permitted to shop at stores, go on vacation, potentially leave your home. Tucker has said the Democratic Party is planning a war on half of America. It's that type of crazy conspiracy theory that you arrive at when you actually listen to the things that the Democratic Party is saying. Infectious disease expert says UK lockdown is not working. We have another story here saying that tens of millions will die as a result of the lockdowns, not as a result of the disease itself. And we have the Squad demanding Capitol protests not be exploited to take away civil liberties. This is one of those things where every once in a while, the Squad dead on the money. Well done. Thank you, ladies. The Squad basically saying, hey, you know, we saw this before with 9/11, the excuse of terrorism being used to destroy American liberties here at home. They're actually doing better than the Republicans on this. Of course, that's not a very high bar to get over. Republicans, I haven't seen a single one come out and condemn what happened in Seattle or Portland last night. They have thrown their own supporters under the bus as quickly as possible when the slightest inconvenience arose. They're still planning on convicting Donald Trump and potentially impeaching him in an attempt to prevent him from ever getting back into office again. These stalwart representatives, these stalwart defenders of our civil liberties are nowhere to be found. In fact, they are encouraging the creation of a new Patriot Act, this time to target domestic terrorists, a.k.a. white people in America. So thank you, Squad. And this is one of those things. If the Squad just, you know, AOC, all these people, if they just weren't ideologically insane in so many different ways and didn't fall for the bullcrap that gets thrown in with their ideological, they would have a lot of support. A lot of their policies, I'm pretty okay with. It's just that they're overwhelmed by the insane policies that mean the destruction of our entire country. So a big thank you to the Squad for actually doing the Republicans' job and demanding that the Capitol protests not be exploited to take away civil liberties. I want to read very quickly as we finish out this Daily Dispatch, a letter written by Ted Nugent, an open letter that he posted on Facebook, a letter to Joe Biden. He says, this is Ted Nugent writing, "Dear President Biden, although I refuse to listen to it, I understand that during your presidential acceptance speech, you were calling for the unity of Trump supporters. I remember 4 years ago, my President Trump also called for unity. I remember how Congress members of your Democratic Party responded by boycotting his inauguration. I remember how you and your Democratic Party cheated and used the greatest law enforcement institution of this country to spy on my President Trump's campaign. I remember how you and your Democratic Party created a fake Russian dossier to try to impeach my President Trump. I remember how you and your Speaker of the House ripped up President Trump's beautiful State of the Union speech on national TV. Remember that nice signal of unity? Says, I remember how you and your Democratic Party tried to impeach President Trump over a Ukraine phone call. You accused President Trump of pay to play. Come to find out, Joe, it was really you and your son, Hunter. I remember how you and your Democratic Party blamed President Trump over a pandemic that he had nothing to do with. I remember how you and your Democratic Party encouraged rioting and looting of my great United States of America. I remember how you and your Democratic Party used the media to spread lie after lie about President Trump. I remember how you and your Democratic Party stole the election from President Trump. This Trump supporter remembers all that, Joe, and will not be unifying with your Democratic Party. Your abject criminal dishonesty is treasonous. You belong in prison along with the rest of the swamp. Ted Nugent." I can't endorse this enough. He's exactly right. We will not just forget the 4 years of insanity, the 4 years of lies, the 4 years of chaos and disruption and falsehood that we were subjected to during the tenure of President Trump. Absolutely nauseating, I have to say, the way that they expect us just to forget all of that and believe their call for unity when they themselves say their call for unity won't come without, what do they say? We need unity, but not without accountability. You must apologize for ever resisting us. You must be folded into our scheme. You must submit yourself to our control. That's what they mean by unity. and we aren't going to fall for it for a single damn second. That's going to do it for our Daily Dispatch. Later in the program, I will be going through Joe Biden's moves yesterday morning as he ordered a quarantine, mandatory masks, and his team teases 50-plus action items to destroy Trump Trump legacy. He issued a number of executive orders, such as the one preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation, which means goodbye women's sports. Goodbye ladies' sports. You thought you could train hard and maybe get a scholarship by being the best of the best. Well, it turns out it just takes an average male to defeat you, take that position, take that scholarship, and leave you hopeless and helpless, because that's progress, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about living defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of living defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about living defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of living defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about living defense. Living defense. Living defense.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
back, folks. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines nice and early this morning. This is American Journal, and it is our call-in show, and we want to get to as many calls as possible today. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call and let us know what you think about day one of the Biden presidency, his tenure. Some hilarious videos, actually. I'll go to some videos while we wait for those phone lines to fill up, as they already are. We got a couple videos here. Which one should we go to first? Let's go first to this video of clip number 12, the view from Biden's motorcade as it's made its way up to the Capitol. You may have seen this, went a little bit viral yesterday, but it's worth playing again. Let's go ahead and play clip number 12 right now. Here you see the not cheering crowds of Biden supporters, not rioting crowds of Trump supporters, but instead legions of soldiers forced to be there. And what you can see is that not nearly any of them are saluting, and most of them have actually turned their back on the motorcade. Perhaps they've been paying attention and realized that, you know, I guess in the terms of the mainstream media, Joe Biden's claim to presidency is baseless. Joe Biden baselessly claims to be president of the United States. Joe Biden baselessly claims that he won the presidential election. I'm going to go to this video, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's clip number 8. I want to see if you can hear what's going on, and maybe we can puzzle this out. So let's go to clip number 8 here. This is as Joe Biden was approaching the stage yesterday for the inauguration. Let's play clip number 8. Hear that? You heard him mumble something, didn't you? Let me tell you what the internet sleuths think this might be. You hear what he said? He says, "Salute the Marines." So here's what we think is going on in that clip. We're pretty sure Joe Biden, and this was just before the inauguration, has an earpiece in and is being given instructions by somebody who tell him to stop and to salute the Marines, and instead he just repeats what they say and doesn't salute the Marines and just walks right in. So this is our president, literally controlled like a puppet with a earpiece in his ear, giving him instructions, and he's so decrepit and dementia-ridden, and his brain is just so, you know, flatlined at this point. They give him an instruction to stop and salute the Marines, as you're supposed to do, as Donald Trump never forgot to do. And instead of actually stopping and saluting the Marines, he just repeats the words, "salute the Marines," as he walks in. So let's hear this again. And he doesn't do it. Okay. So there you go. Joe Biden being directed with an earpiece in his ear telling him to salute the Marines. What does he do? He says, "salute the Marines," and walks right through the Marines. This is our supposed president. In fact, we're not even sure if it's the president. In fact, his own spokesperson, who's now up there in charge of taking the hard questions, you know, back when President Trump was there, they asked really, really biting, incisive questions like, does President Trump disavow slavery? Does President Trump know racism is bad? You know, these are the types of really hard-hitting questions that really drive to the heart of our republic. The new presidential spokesperson, not even really sure which president she's serving. Let's go ahead and roll clip number 9.
Also today, President Biden sent... Also today... President Biden.
President Obama Biden. President Obama Biden. I mean Biden. Certainly I said Biden. I'm sure I did. This is, it's looking great, you guys. One day in, things are going very smoothly, I have to tell you. absolutely incredible. Here's clip number six. Let's play one of these hard hitting questions. Remember, it was all, does Donald Trump disavow white supremacy? Does Donald Trump know racism is bad? Does Donald Trump disavow slavery? Gosh, you know, the real hard hitting questions that we needed to know. Luckily, you know, our stalwart press corps, I mean, they're there. They're the fourth branch of government. They're to hold the presidency to account. Let's hear the questions that they were asking yesterday.
A lighter note, will he keep Donald Trump's Air Force One color scheme change?
This is such a good question. I have not had the opportunity to dig into that today, given the number of executive actions, orders, the inauguration, a few things happening. I will venture to get
your
answer
any questions
on that.
About
maybe
those,
we can
right?
talk about it in here tomorrow.
Right. Don't ask any questions about, you know, letting men play in women's sports. Don't ask any questions about why we're going back in the Paris Climate Accord, what that means for us. Don't ask questions about the tens of thousands of jobs just wiped off the slate as a result of his fracking ban. Don't ask any of those questions. Is he going to repaint the plane? She's like, oh, God, really good question. Gosh, you know, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to ask that. Yes, this is where we are now, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to read this tweet by Jack Posobiec because it just so perfectly encapsulates where we are as a nation, where we are with our institutions in this great country. We have a fact check from the Washington Post, fact checker analysis from earlier in last year. Trump campaign promotes false claim that Biden would end fracking. Fact check, Biden will not end fracking. How dare you even say that, you conspiracy theorist white supremacist. Then we have yesterday, Biden administration, yes, we are following through with our fracking ban. Oh, weird how that happens. Isn't that so strange how it goes from being a conspiracy theorist fact check lie when it's Trump saying it to, yeah, of course, why not? Yeah, of course that's going to happen. We always knew that was going to happen. We were kidding earlier when we fact checked Trump and told you that that was a conspiracy theory and a lie from Trump. Of course, Washington Post has decided they are no longer fact checking the president. You know, Biden's in office now. He's such an honest guy. They're just not even going to worry about carrying on their time-honored tradition of fact-checking every single little thing that comes out of their mouths. And, you know, most of the time, not even getting it right. Just fact-checking regardless. Absolutely insane. Chris Saliza, CNN editor-at-large, says, is it too late to impeach and convict Donald Trump? The Senate vote on whether to remove Donald Trump from office will not happen until he's no longer in office. So can you impeach and remove a former president from office? And what is exactly the point of doing it, even if you can? Well, the point is that you're stupid, vindictive jackasses, and you're going to do it anyway because you're so scared of Donald Trump actually representing the American people and what they want and being a powerful force and leader for the voice of the American people that you'll throw rules, laws, common sense, logic, and the truth out the window in an attempt to destroy any possibility for the American people to actually get somebody who represents them in office. What is there to say, folks? We're in clown world fully.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth and without your prayer and without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in
delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your pollen block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your pollen block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to go out to your phone calls in just 1 minute, but I would like to take a brief moment to congratulate friend of the show, Dave Riley, for his newborn baby born yesterday as we watch America collapse under the weight of communism and hatred. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of goodness here. There are children being born. The Patriot Breeding Program is off to a roaring start. So congratulations to Dave Riley. You can follow him on Twitter at RealDaveRiley. And I suggest you do. He's one of the best Twitter follows out there. And yesterday I misappropriated his name. I had mislabeled a clip, and it was comedian Dave Smith, and I called him Dave Riley. But I got Dave Riley on the brain, I guess. And so congratulations to him and his newborn beautiful baby. Now let's go out to your phone calls. Margaret in Oklahoma says it will backfire on the Dems. I'm waiting for that time, Margaret. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Okay, just wanted to say that that living a lie affects the left more than it does the right, because we've been living with these lies for a long time. Like JFK was killed by a small army of CIA from the grassy knoll, and that 9/11 is an inside job, will get you fired from your job. Mm. We've been living with that. We're kind of used to, we could kind of settle under it, but the left has invested in their lies, and they're the ones that are gaslighting themselves, and they're the ones that are going mad. If you take a look at the news anchors, they already look like crazy clown puppets from a Twilight Zone dystopia.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And you do have to wonder every once in a while if the truth pierces through and what it takes to like hide from that truth. And when you see something so that just flies in the face of what you're putting forward, if there's any hope, if there's any, you know, part of their soul that is screaming out to them going, hey, you realize this is wrong, right? You realize this is messed up. I don't know. I mean, I hear that all the time. If I believe something and then something else comes up that shows that I'm wrong, I change my mind. Like, it's not that difficult to do. Just like, you know, I pretty much despise the so-called squad. They just make me nauseous anytime I see them. But then it's like, hey, here's Rashida Tlaib coming out with a statement saying we must not, you know, circumscribe the rights of the American people on the basis of this Capitol riot. And it's like, okay, that's a good thing. I'm not gonna say that that's a bad thing because I dislike this woman. She's right about that. That's a good thing. And it's like the left seems to be incapable of doing that. Trump can do something that is exactly in line with what they want, and instead of just going, hey, maybe we were wrong about this, maybe we can, you know, work with this guy, they're like, okay, how do we make this seem white supremacist? How do we lie about this to make it seem bad because we can't give him a single ounce of credit? I don't know. I mean, I try to get in the minds of these people, and it just gives me a headache. So, I mean, what are we going to do, Margaret?
Yeah, and another thing is the rest of the world is now aware of these lies more than they ever were, and that they are aware that 9/11 was used to control them.
Mm.
And this is going to upset a lot of apple carts around the world.
Yeah, people are waking up around the world. That's absolutely true, and I'm just glad to be a part of the organization that helped bring that about. And you really can't deny that it's a different world than it was just 10 years ago and than it was 4 years ago. And that's, you know, that's one of the great things about the Q movement. You know, and one of the reasons that I want to extend an olive branch to the Q people and say, look, you were lied to about the plan. It didn't come to fruition. And you're, you know, wondering how to deal with that. You're wondering, you know, is Q a time traveler? Is the plan still in place? Is Trump setting up a shadow government that we should send our tax money to? Just like, just stop paying attention to the lies. But you have been red-pilled. You are now outside of the Matrix. You are now in the real world. You're in the sun. You've escaped Plato's cave. So you need to just, that's fine. Come join us in the sun. Join us on the good side. Join us as truth tellers, but stop putting your trust into things that have fooled you before. Thank you so much for the call, Margaret. Let's go now to Chris in Missouri. Thanks for calling in, Chris. You are on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thank you. I definitely appreciate your time. So I'm just going to try to provide as much value as I can. So first off, everybody's kind of like thinking doom and gloom. You know, we just got major disappointment by Trump in action, which I completely relate to. So I'm just going to send everybody to endtimes.com. They're just one of the most, I'd say, reputable sources. They have, like, they've just been doing it for forever. They have all the research.
Say it again for me. I missed that URL.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to be clear. It's endtimes.com or endtime.com, I think it is. And they have three really good videos recently. One of them is Entrance Ramp, the Antichrist. I talk about, it's like basically there's only things in Revelations that like have to happen still. Like, and one of them specifically is they think that they're going to kill the third of the world. Like they're talking about like, oh, 90% of the world, 35%. Well, we already know that they kill a third of the world. And we think that's going to be the problem, reaction, solution to kill a third of the world, to get everybody to bring in the new world order solution. So that's a possible play. They have two other really good videos. There's one where it's on the Biden like presidency, which is kind of interesting. And then the other one I think is really good is Prophecy Questions Answered, which talks about like Mystery Babylon, because even Joel Skousen, I didn't know honestly what Mystery Babylon was. And again, I hope I'm still clear, until recently. And the first thing I heard of it was AliveAfterTheFall.com. And that says, oh, America's Mystery Babylon, it's the end of the world, we're going to get EMP'd, it's all over. Now, endtimes.com is why I want everybody to go there. They have, just looking at scripture, and everybody can go check this for themselves, they say that America, like when you're specifically talking about like the leopard, the eagle, and like all those things to talk about, like those specific pages in Revelation, they say that America is the eagle's wings that protects Israel, and we don't be a part of the New World Order. So I just want to tell everybody that. We don't know exactly how it's going to play out. Personally, I think the timeline is just based on that one video where they talk about the population in America by 2025 goes to 90 million. I'd say that's very concerning. We don't want to play into their trap. I think personally, if there's any sort of conflict at home, they're just looking for an excuse to mandate the mark of the beast. And personally, I think that's our biggest national security threat. So I think I'm urging Tucker Carlson and those guys to make, because essentially, like, we're playing defense for the Capitol riots, which there's no, like, there's not really, like, anything. We didn't really do anything wrong. Like, I'm not going to really get into it. I think we got to expose that the bad guys are the ones with the mark of the beast. So Tucker Carlson, you know, so that's what I think needs to happen, just kind of flip the script on them. I don't know how much time I got left.
Well, yeah, let me cut you off. It was kind of hard to hear you in the beginning, but you became clear as the call went on. Endtimes.com is the website you were sharing. And it is amazing that it's like, I can cover a prophecy from 2000 years ago, and I can cover the mainstream headlines today, and they coincide perfectly. It's like, there's something to that. There's something that you need to be paying attention to. And I completely agree with your point that we don't need to be playing defense. We need to be playing offense. It's a spiritual war, and we need to be on the march. We don't need to be falling back continuously. There's not much farther back we can fall. They have us surrounded, essentially. But the good news is that we have the prophecy. We have the will of God on our side. We understand what's coming next. We understand how to fight against it. It just takes what you're seeing here. It takes hundreds of thousands of American patriots who are clear-eyed and faithful and understand what's going on to stand up and fight back against it. Even if we don't have anybody in Congress, we don't have anybody in the media, but we don't need those people. Those people are scumbag controlled opposition, purveyors of falsehood. And what we need is to overcome them, or at least guide them and say, look, this is the truth. This is a reality. You know, a lot of people are talking about creating a Patriot Party. I don't think Patriot Party is the right idea. I think that's a scam, trying to divide us and trying to basically seep away power from the GOP. I think we need to take the GOP over. I think we need to use the resources and the connections of the Republican Party and the GOP and say, look, you have not served us for the last several decades. You started the wars. You've allowed the corporations to take us over. You've ceded ground time after time again to the leftists and the socialists and the communists. Your time is up, Mitch McConnell. Your time is up, Mitt Romney. Your time is up, George Bush. It's time for the Rand Pauls. It's time for the Donald Trumps. It's time for the Thomas Masseys. It's time for the, who knows, Harrison Smiths. Maybe I'll run for office. Maybe we'll replace all of them. Maybe by this time, 4 years from now, we'll have a new presidential election with a new Trump in office, perhaps, maybe Don Jr. And together we will not replace the GOP. We'll overthrow the GOP. We will become the GOP. We will have a GOP that actually works for us after all.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You know, frankly, I think it's outrageous that Bangladesh has never had a white president. And it's kind of absurd, isn't it? Why is Bangladesh racist? Why haven't they had a white president yet? In fact, I demand that Bangladesh, as a show of diversity, have a white president. I think a white person should rule over Bangladesh. Kind of an absurd claim, right? Kind of weird. But this is where we are now. I'm going to spend some time later in the program talking about what's happening in Ireland and what's happening across the United States, what's happening across Europe, and compare that with what's happening to the Uyghurs. Quick little hint at what is to come. Ireland now is being told that they need 4 million migrants to sustain their state pension system. 4 million migrants are required into Ireland. Ireland has around 6 million people right now. 6 million people, and yet they are demanding 4 million migrants. 6 million people, 4 million migrants. That's genocide. You understand that, right? You understand that that is genocide, what you're suggesting there? It's amazing, you know. For decades, you had the Irish people standing up and violently resisting the takeover of portions of that country by the British. They would not put down their guns. They would not back down. They engaged in what would be considered terrorist acts in order to drive out the British from taking over their country. The British didn't know. All they had to do was come with a bank. Say, hey, we're gonna set up a little pension fund for you, Ireland. Yeah, we're going to have a little social security. Oh, what's that? It looks like now we need to replace you with foreigners. Oopsies, and you'll just go along with it. No resistance, no fighting back, no bombing, no rifles in the street, no chants, no cheers, saying drive out the interlopers. No, nothing of the sort. 4 million people. So, you know, I just figured I'd go and check out the population. I guess my question is, if things continue as they are, as you may know, yesterday, or rather the day before, America came out and said that China's oppression of the Muslims in Xinjiang province was genocide. Said this amounts to genocide. Now, if things continue, here's my question. In 100 years, will there be more Uyghurs or Irish in the world? Because right now there are 12 million Uyghurs in China alone. 12 million in China alone. So there's twice as many Uyghurs as there are Chinese. Ireland has a population of a little over 6 million as of 2016. So anyway, we'll talk about this in more detail later. I just thought I'd throw that out there. We're also going to go through a fun checklist. We're going to see whether I'm a racist or not. We have a list of beliefs that Wikipedia says make you a Nazi and warrant you being instantly banned from editing the website if you hold them. We're going to go through this list, seeing which ones I agree with. Am I a Nazi? We're going to find out. Stay tuned, folks. Let's go to your phone calls now. Jose in California says Trump was the great consolidator. Thanks for calling in, Jose. You're on the air.
Great morning. Morning, Harrison. Great to talk to you. Yeah, I think I'm going to get a red pill of the Patriots. Unfortunately, a second dose of red pill, extra strength. I think in the last 2 months, I think Trump's legacy is going to be that he was a great consolidator of the liberty movement to the New World Order. He wrapped it up so nicely in the bow. We're worse off now than we were in 2016, and it's only going to get worse. So from there, I'm going to go to Babylon. This is Exodus. I think it's Exodus time, so that's the red pill. I think we need to drop our egos. We learned from our founding fathers. We learned this was America, but we need to take the liberties that made America, we need to take it somewhere else, because we know what's coming. We know nuclear war's coming. We have the FEMA camp, so I just want to red pill everybody. I think we need to, you know, drop the ego, drop America. Yes, thank it, but take it somewhere else. You know, take the spirit somewhere else. What do you think?
I think we should take it to Texas. I think we should consolidate. I think we should, not be so disseparated, all through the United States. We do know what's coming. In fact, I'd like to go to a video, clip number 3. It's John Brennan saying exactly what the intel community is going to do. I think you're right that Trump overall in the grand scheme of things, turned out to be a bad thing, it's hard to say, right? Because you're right that he did, sort of bring to the surface so many dissatisfied people who weren't political before are now more political. And in a way, he did sort of, consolidate all of the enemies of the New World Order into a faction that is more easily identifiable by the New World Order for destruction, which is a bad thing. But the good thing is that he woke up a lot of people. And I think a lot more people are awake because of his presidency, because of his campaign, than they were 4 years ago. I mean, hell, in 2015, you didn't hear the word globalists on mainstream news. You only heard it on Infowars.com. Globalist versus nationalist, that wasn't in the mainstream consciousness. So he woke a lot of people up, but he's also put a target on our back. So it's sort of yet to see where this goes. But I think the point that you're getting at is this is just the beginning of the fight. We need to be aware of the danger that is to come and make strategies that are going to counteract what we see coming down the pipe, which is total oppression, total destruction. I don't think, running away is exactly the right idea. I think we still have the people, we still have the forces, we still have the will to maintain existence. And really, if we could consolidate our power, overthrow the GOP, get good people into office, and farther down the line, or, if things don't go the way that we expect, come to Texas and secede from the Union, fraction of the United States. Of course, the danger of that is that you have things like China on our doorstep waiting for some sort of, big conflict to come out. So they know that the people who are leading America now are globalist members of the New World Order who will welcome, troops from the UN, troops from foreign countries, troops from China into the United States to put down any resistance. So it's a brave new world that we're in, and it's a tough battle that we have ahead. But I don't personally think abandoning the country that my forefathers founded, or the state that my forefathers fought for, is in my constitution. I don't think I will be doing that anytime soon or fleeing anywhere else. I don't think anywhere else will welcome us. So, I don't know. I think we do need to keep fighting. But thanks for the call, Jose. I do want to go to this because this sort of emphasizes what you're saying and, really puts into focus exactly the danger that we're in. It's John Brennan yesterday saying the Biden intel community is moving in a laser-like fashion to destroy the remnants of the Trump supporters. Let's go to clip number 3 now.
on the call, I was thinking today that this is the most relaxed I've been in the course of many inaugurations I've watched, because I'm not responsible for it. But I can tell you that when I was in the government, I had white knuckles because of the nature of the threats. But it's so much more difficult today because of what we have seen, not just over the last 2 weeks, but that certainly has riveted our attention, but because of this growth in polarization in the United States and domestic violence in white supremacist groups. So I know, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength, and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians. And unfortunately, I think there has been this momentum that has been generated as a result of, unfortunately, the demagogic rhetoric of people that just departed government, but also those who continue in the halls of Congress. And so I really do think that the law enforcement, Homeland Security, intelligence, and even the defense officials are doing everything possible to root out what seems to be a very, very serious and insidious threat to our democracy and our republic.
I want to read you a little bit of how Tom Friedman describes the security.
So that's, war criminal John Brennan, total treasonous actor. Has done everything he can to destroy what he calls our democracy. When they say our democracy, they mean their establishment. They mean their cabal. They mean their plans to move forward. And, you heard it there. He's like the racists, the fascists, and the libertarians. It's like, oh, okay, you literally just hate the people that love freedom. You just hate the people that are standing up against your, for all intents and purposes, up till now, unmolested, unprevented destruction of our entire nation and our way of life. So what he's saying there is not flippant. What he's saying there is not braggadocious. He's letting you know that the Department of Homeland Security, the intelligence agencies, the FBI, the CIA are now turning that great eye of Sauron towards us, towards we here at InfoWars. And you saw it yesterday. I'll try to find the information here. It's the things they're using to find these seditious elements are things like the NRA, things like Young Americans for Liberty. Yeah, we're the seditious elements now. So
we told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. The way it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government-pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that people make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Washington, D.C. This is our final day in Washington, D.C. here for the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris inauguration of 2021. And we saw a huge buildup of force over a short period of time, as we discussed this week. After January 6th, we saw them building this on the 6th. While they were still reporting violence at the Capitol was calm, and they were putting fencing up that afternoon. And then the next day, it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it kept building until yesterday. And what we're realizing now is it's almost like theater, because now they're pulling it all down like a movie set. We're up here in the media row where they were filming the whole event. And, for example, up here, they didn't care about the masks until today. Today was the only day, and today they were crazy about it. Everyone, all the crew, the media, everyone was as if it was part of the show, as if it was just part of this theater. And then now we see them immediately following the inauguration. The city of D.C. is now going back to normal. They're now wrapping up all the fencing. They're tearing down all the gates, all the blockades, like a big movie set. Just total theater. It went away as soon as it went up. We hear rumors that they're going to keep military here, though. We're hearing articles and rumors they're going to keep 6,000 troops here permanently. And why is that? So it's starting to look like they're going to come hard and fast now after the First and Second Amendment. This whole show, this whole theater was to give the fake impression that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were elected by the people. That's what they kept saying. They kept saying about how democracy is saved, and this is for the people, we the people, democracy. But anyone with a brain who looks at it knows at the very least that there was massive fraudulent election. There was massive election fraud all over the board. We've seen election fraud in the past. We've seen it over and over again. A lot of us are aware that almost every election has been rigged for decades. But this one was over the top. Anyone, like I said, half awake, half a brain, any common sense is going to look at it and question it. So that's what this was all about. This was a huge show to try to fake this democratic election to the American people. But what else was it? We see the gates coming down now as fast as they went up. They were putting on this whole narrative that there is domestic terrorists, that there's white supremacy, that there are National Guardsmen that are involved in terrorism. They let 12 National Guardsmen go. So where is this all going? And tonight on the news, I'm looking at my notes here. John Brennan, former head of the CIA, was talking about how important it is to go after domestic terrorists, and he started listing the various types of domestic terrorists, and he included libertarians. He actually said, and that even includes libertarians. So this total sham of an election, these puppets of the Klaus Schwab Great Reset, are now completely building this narrative to go after not just right-wing extremists, but libertarians. I mean, libertarians, think about that. Libertarians are like basically the today's version of the classical liberal. So basically what they're saying is they're going to go after anyone who isn't going along with this Klaus Schwab Great Reset COVID hoax, lock everything down, break your backs, send us back into the Stone Age, live like kings and we live like serfs. That's what they're doing. They're coming after all of us. You have to realize that. You have to wake up to it. You have to realize that no longer is Trump the president. Now Biden is president and Kamala Harris are president. And they are openly speaking. Our new president is, in his inauguration speech, was talking about the importance of coming after domestic terrorists, coming after you. If you don't like him, you're a domestic terrorist. It's time for you to wake up to that fact right now. Don't be afraid of it. You can be afraid of it, but utilize that fear to wake yourself up and start getting your survival instinct back and start realizing that we are going to lose so much so quickly if we don't do something about it, if we don't wake up, and if we don't act. The people have to act.
Full report at band.video.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video. You support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com, making a purchase, some of our incredible supplements. They're all on sale. Massive sales, massive discounts. Massively important supplements that you need, vitamins that your body requires and your brain desires. 50% off the Vitamin Mineral Fusion that can get you a full helping of vitamins and minerals every morning. Just dump it in a smoothie or a glass of water or a glass of fruit juice. It tastes great, and it's like all the vitamins that you need, all the minerals that you need, according to the people who measure this sort of stuff. This is what we did. We found out what people needed, and we created these supplements that get you those vitamins and minerals. Supermill Vitality, Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Pollen Block, 25% off. That will be very helpful as we move into the spring and allergies become a bit more of an issue. And of course, every household would benefit from having one of these air purifiers, the Alexa Pure Breeze. I know my household does. I know my office does. I have several of these machines, and they work wonderfully to clear the air, provide fresh, clean, non-polluted air out into your living space or working space. That's the Alexa Pure Breeze, and I encourage you to do that. I endorse that product wholeheartedly. And you heard that report in the first five from Greg Reese. You know that John Brennan, lifelong criminal, New World Order mastermind, says that the intelligence agency, the Department of Homeland Security, is perhaps working at the behest of the people like the head counsel of PBS, who was caught on tape saying we'll need the Department of Homeland Security to go in and take Trump supporters' children away from them and send them to enlightenment camps where they will be indoctrinated. But it'll be nice. It'll be comfortable for them. But we will be taking your children and indoctrinating them into the way that we believe. Of course, it's even farther than that, isn't it? Jack Posobiec tweets this. White House source says the NRA, Turning Point USA, and Patriot Guard Riders are three of many non-militia groups on the list CID and the FBI are using to cross-reference in vetting for potential extremists. Young American for Liberties is also on the list. So when they say extremists, what they mean is Americans. When they say extremists, what they mean is people who believe in human freedom. They're looking at various TPUSA chapters in almost every university and high school where there is one, for example, high school members who are in the Future Soldier Program, which is the Army's version of delayed entry program, and college-age soldiers obviously already in. Investigators also looking for the following in pictures, MAGA apparel, the Gadsden flag, the Confederate flag, NRA gear, or Q stuff. Soldiers' Facebooks, Twitters, Instagram, TikToks, and Snapchats are also being checked. Units from deep red states such as Texas are being thoroughly examined. Left-wing anarchist groups also listed, but not a top priority. In fact, zero have been investigated as of this evening. Leaders in both the Army and the FBI have directed to focus attention on groups with, quote, strong conservative sentiments. So conservative sentiments, libertarian sentiments, the love of human freedom, all of that is being targeted by our intelligence agencies and our military for destruction. Biden's Pentagon nominee pledges to rid ranks of racists and extremists. His name is Lloyd Austin. He's a retired U.S. general nominated by President-elect Joe Biden as defense chief. He pledged on Tuesday to rid the U.S. military of racists and extremists. He says, quote, if confirmed, I will fight hard to stamp out sexual assault, to rid our ranks of racists and extremists, and create a climate where everyone fit and willing has the opportunity to serve this country with dignity. The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies. We can't do that if some of our enemies lie within our own ranks. Now, who is this guy? Well, he is a valued member of the Raytheon family. That's right, Raytheon, the weapons manufacturers. He was a member of the Raytheon Technology Board of Directors. He brings expertise in government, senior leadership, and internal affairs. General Austin has been a member of the Raytheon Technology Board, including his service on the predecessor United Technologies Corporation Board since 2016. Raytheon, of course, booked more than $3 billion in new bomb sales after 2015, bombing Yemen, who, of course, clearly Yemen just full of extremists who hate America. It was one of at least 12 attacks. So here, at least 140 people died and 500 were wounded in the bombing, which the Saudis later said was a mistake. Soon after the attack, human rights workers discovered amid the wreckage a bomb shard bearing the identification number of an American company, Raytheon. It was one of at least 12 attacks on civilians that human rights groups would tie to the company's ordinance during the first 2 years of the war. So here's a guy who works for a company who makes billions of dollars dropping bombs on innocent people. He's not the extremist. No, the extremists are the libertarians. The extremists are the people with the Gadsden flag. The extremists are the people who don't bow to him and his ilk without resistance. Let's go out to your phone calls, then I'm going to get into genocide on the other side. Lots of genocide going on these days. We're going to figure out what exactly qualifies genocide and whether you're allowed to be mad at it or not. You have to support it. If it's against white people, if it's against anybody else, it's a horrible crime that deserves the greatest outcry. These are the types of inconsistencies you have to keep straight in your head if you're a dumbass who watches mainstream news. Let's go to Tyler in North Carolina, who wants to talk about a dark future. I see a dark future in front of us, Tyler. I also see a ray of light ever increasing and ever focusing more strongly on our enemies as we realize exactly who they are and exactly what their intentions are. Thanks for calling in, Tyler. You're on the air.
Morning, Harrison. I just kind of want to touch base on a few things a couple of your callers been talking about this morning. A good read is The Great Controversy, wrote by Ellen White, wrote in 1858, just kind of a forecast, I guess, you know, for what's to come in Revelation. So if you have time, give it a read. It's a good read. Have you heard about it before?
I've heard about it, but I've not read it myself, no.
Okay. She talks about in the end times, it'll be like the French Revolution again, burning Bibles, persecuting Christians, things like that. And then the Mark of the Beast, not being able to buy, sell, and trade. It's just really good, accurate depiction. So if you get a chance, give it a read. Funny thought I had, are the Democrats arrogant enough and stupid enough to give us information as far as Biden needing 11 million immigrants to come into the country? Could that possibly be the number of voters that they overturned?
It definitely, they're not going to be on the Republican voter rolls. That's for damn sure. And I think 11 million even is a small number. I think it'll probably be more like 20 million. They're not going to, you know, legalize 11 million and then the 11 million in first. Like, no, we have enough. No. It's going to be anybody who's here illegally or anybody who gets here illegally will be given full benefits as citizens of this country, including voting rights, welfare, jobs over American citizens. And if they want to start a business, they will get the full support of the Biden administration, all the money that they need to get going and get started while declining that for the white business owners. And that's not me saying that. That's the Biden administration saying that. So, yeah, I think 11 million is a low ball figure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pray for you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you being on here.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it as well. We're getting a lot of homework from our callers. I love it. Endtimes.com, The Great Controversy. We got things to read. got work to do after the show ends today, so we can get on top of this, some of this stuff. But this is what this show's all about. It's about bringing in info warriors who know more than we do. This is the human intelligence network that is required, the information that's required for sharing this knowledge and implementing it and using it, and the 11 million illegal immigrants to be granted citizenship is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of policies being pursued by the Biden administration to utterly decimate the Native American population and replace it or destroy it or at least bankrupt it in favor of people from third world countries who will be happy just to not live in a mud hut. I'm not trying to denigrate these people or anything, but it's like we have a certain standard here in America, and basically they're telling us you can't have that standard anymore. You have to be living on adult.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president, they're coming after you, they're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming, we were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top-selling, fastest-growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage. But now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody. And it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block. So check that out when you're in the store.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Let's talk genocide, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk genocide. We have a very interesting dichotomy going on right now between what's going on in Western Europe and America and what's going on in China and the way these two operations are being treated by the mainstream media and the people in power. So I want to start not with the announcement that was made mere days ago by Secretary Pompeo calling the Chinese treatment of the Uyghurs genocide in China. I actually want to go back to about 6 months ago to an article posted on NPR, the venerated, the vaunted National Public Radio, published on July 4th, 2020. China suppression of Uyghur minorities meets UN definition of genocide, report says. A new report in Foreign Policy says that China's suppression of the Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other chiefly Muslim ethnic minorities in northwest China now meets the United Nations definition of genocide, mass sterilization, forced abortions, and mandatory birth control, part of a campaign that has swept up more than 1.5 million people and what researcher Adrian Zinn calls possibly the largest incarceration of an ethno-religious minority since the Holocaust. He joins NPR from Minneapolis. So Zins says, I was able to uncover dedicated policies in Beijing in the region to systematically suppress birth rates and depress population growth. Well, dear God, suppressing population growth, decreasing birth rates, who do they think they are? Europeans? He says, I also uncovered that there's tools to implement contraceptive devices and other intrusive surgical birth prevention mechanisms in at least 80% of the targeted women. No, China, you're not allowed to do it forcefully. You have to do it through decades of propaganda. Obviously, Simon says, people need to be careful using the word genocide. Why do you think it's justified and important to use it now? Zins says, I've long argued that the atrocity and the reason is a cultural genocide, not a literal genocide. I do continue to believe that, generally speaking, the Chinese government does not intend to physically eradicate the Uyghurs and the Kazakhs, just to integrate, subjugate, dominate, and assimilate them. Well, they can take some lessons from our democratic leaders. Why don't you talk to Lloyd Austin? He is right on board with the subjugation, integration, domination, and assimilation of conservative Americans into a system that wants to destroy them. He says, however, this is coupled with a policy of ethno-racial domination as the government, and get this, and this is, if this isn't genocide, I don't know what is. The government has brought millions of Han Chinese settlers into the region with promises of high salary, jobs, and free housing. My God! Ethnic migrants? Economic migrants coming into a region for high-paying jobs? That's genocide, obviously, when it's in China. It's diversity here. You have to understand the distinction, folks. When it's going on and happening to you, it's a good thing. It's diversity. It's our strength. It's what we need. When it's happening to Uyghur Muslims in China, it's genocide, by God. This is what people, I don't know. I mean, hello. Hello. Come on. What? Wake up, damn it. The United Nations Convention for the Punishment and Prevention of the Crime of Genocide from 1948 specifies the suppression of birth as one of the, primary attributes of a genocide. Now, if I was some sort of insane conspiracy theorist, I might point to the ongoing attempt by many, many mainstream outlets to suppress the birth rate of white Americans. Say, white people don't have children. You shouldn't have children, white people. It goes on and on and on. We've seen this headline over and over again. But that's not genocide. That's a good thing, because remember, white people bad. China, of course, has a reason why they're doing this. And, you know, on top of all of the insanity that we've seen from John Brennan, I hate to accuse the man of plagiarism, but here it is. China says that this is to contain the threat of terrorism and to re-educate people in the camps to become better Chinese citizens. John Brennan, I mean, I know, you know, I know you're the leader of the CIA. I know you're a member of this New World Order cabal, but you can at least be a little bit more subtle when you claim that you must destroy the conservative Americans because they are, what is it, to contain the threat of terrorism and re-educate people to become better American citizens. You're plagiarizing the Chinese, damn it. If you're going to do a genocide, come up with your own reasons, would you? From the New York Times, China's oppression of Muslims in Xinjiang explained. On the final day of the Trump presidency, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declared that China was carrying out a genocide against Uyghurs and Muslim people, the toughest condemnation yet of China, of Beijing's crackdown against its far western region of Xinjiang. The amazing thing, and I pointed this out, they've deleted the tweet so far, but Twitter, they say, brought more attention to this issue. Yes, Twitter, the loving Twitter, who's definitely not a part of the genocide, who's not working to eliminate the voice and representation of people who they despise based on race and ethnic population. No, they're helping. They've brought more attention to this issue when they locked the account of the Chinese embassy in Washington over a tweet that said Uyghur women were, quote, no longer baby-making machines. The tweet is no longer visible, but Twitter's locked the embassy's account until it deletes the message. The move was initially reported by InfoWars. Sorry, it says Bloomberg. But yes, we pointed this out. We read the tweet. We pointed out that China has simply taken a lesson from our own genocidal overclass, our own genocidal superstate, and is simply couching their genocide in the language of feminism. They're freeing women from the slavery of having to be mothers by ripping their wombs out. You're welcome, ladies. That's just, and it would be funny if it wasn't, you know, literally genocide. It would be hilarious, actually, if it wasn't them actually ripping the wombs out of women. But that's what's happening in China. There's a little bit more upfront about it, but they use the same justification. And they use the same words to justify exactly what they're doing. It's feminism. It's good for the women. You're not baby-making machines anymore. No. Now you have the freedom to go work in a factory. You have the freedom to go be a wage slave. You have the freedom to not stay at home and look after your children, but in fact earn money for the state through taxes. Wow. Congratulations, ladies. China, true feminist icons there. Uyghurs have long bridled at Chinese control of the region, which has seen an influx of ethnic Chinese migrants and an increase in restriction on local language, culture, and religion. That's not happening here, right? Of course not. No, we don't have any economic migrants here. That would be genocide. There's no restrictions to us celebrating our Christian heritage. That would be genocide. Minority groups in Xinjiang say they aren't given jobs or contracts because of widespread racial discrimination. Well, thank God we don't have anything happening here where people of a certain ethnicity or a certain ethnic group like white Christians are being denied the ability to express themselves without losing their jobs. I mean, this is the absurdity, and we'll keep going because it gets even more insane as we go forward. China's often attempted to control the growth of Uyghur population, and researchers say it's used repressive methods such as forced sterilization. Well, that's just awful. Forced sterilization. No, once again, China, you must make the people sterilize themselves by a concerted decades-long effort to tell white people it's evil for them to have children and to tell young children that they should sterilize themselves, send them to a doctor and have the 2-year-old demand that he be sterilized. Then it's not forced. Then it's a good thing. Then it's progressive. Then it's wonderful. More about genocide on the other side, folks.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back. Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
We'll go back to your phone calls just as soon as possible, but I want to continue to lay out the case for white genocide, I guess, is what I'm doing here. Because, after all, I'm one of these crazy conspiracy theorists that thinks genocide is bad. I know. It's just nutty. I have this weird consistency where I think the genocide of the Uyghur people in China is bad, and I think the genocide of European people in Europe is also bad. I don't understand the complex geography that goes into determining whether one is bad or not. I'm just such a simple guy. To me, genocide equals bad, and I just don't have the college thinking, the university brain that's necessary to understand why it's good when it's against white people and bad when it's against the Uyghur minority. I just am too dumb, I guess. I don't know. So just bear with me for a little bit as I try to puzzle this out. This is amazing. China has also attempted to control the growth of the Uyghur population. Researchers say it has used repressive methods such as forced sterilization. We went over that. China, you can't force the sterilization. You have to convince the children they're trans. That's how you sterilize them. It's way easier. It's good in that case. Large numbers of children in Xinjiang, and I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, but frankly, I don't have the capability to not do so. They've been placed in boarding schools designed to assimilate and indoctrinate them. My God. schools that only push a progressive agenda. Thank God there's nothing like that here in America. The authorities have carried out widespread destruction of mosques and shrines while turning others into tourist sites. Once again, it's not good when it's the state that does it. It's only good when it's the media, when it's the concerted efforts of everyone in power to denigrate and justify the destruction of your religion. You can't do it by force. You have to do it sneakily. You're not sneaky enough, China. The authorities at first denied the mass detentions. Then they acknowledged what they called a vocational training program meant to curb terrorism, separatism, and extremism. Religious extremism. Yes, now you're getting it. Now you're understanding. You're not committing genocide. You're curbing terrorism and extremism. John Brennan nods his head. Yes, yes, you must get rid of the extremists, the libertarians, the conservatives, the extremists. You must put them in camps. You must put their children into schools that tell them everything they believe is wrong. You must have lesson plans that are from the New York Times called the 1619 Project that tells them their very DNA is evil. Then it's a good thing. Then it's diversity. So China's learning. They're learning to couch their genocide in the language of the liberals. Those who've been held in camps describe rigorous prison environment filled with monotonous political indoctrination. Yeah, I've been to school. And for many, terrorizing bouts of violence and physical abuse by guards. Well, it was the fellow students in my school, but yeah, tomato, tomato, I guess. The 1948 Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, which has been ratified by at least 149 countries, including China, defines genocide as any of these acts committed with the intent to destroy a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group, killing its members, causing them seriously bodily or mental harm. And by the way, vast, vast majority of suicides, vast majority of medication for depression, all on white people. But that's a good thing because white people are evil. Conditions calculated to cause the group's physical destruction, like, I don't know, a quickly falling birth rate, not being able to replace themselves with the birth rate as it stands, and bringing in millions upon millions upon millions of foreigners every single year. Mm-hmm. Imposing measures intended to prevent births. I mean, again, just call it Planned Parenthood and it's all good. Within the group, enforceably transferring children of the group to another group. Once again, all you have to do is just use television, use cartoons, use talking, and then, you know, maybe John Brennan and the lawyer for PBS will get their desire, and the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, will forcibly remove Trump supporters' children. Of course, that's already happening, so I don't need to go much farther into that. By the way, throughout Joe Biden's presidential campaign and transition, he's promised to address the disproportionate economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic has had on minority communities. He's discussed prioritizing aid to small business owners owned by people of color and women. He said, quote, our priority will be Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American-owned small businesses, women-owned small businesses, and finally having equal access to resources needed to open and rebuild. So China, take a lesson from Joe Biden. You're not depriving Uyghurs of resources that they need to continue their lifestyle. You're benefiting the underserved Han Chinese population. Okay? Just couch your words in a satanic inversion of reality and then everyone will celebrate you. It's pretty easy. But here's the deal. I don't like what's happening to the Uyghurs. I'm against it. I'm anti-genocide. I'm a radical like that. But I'm not too worried about them because, after all, there are 12 million of them in China alone. China's doing everything it can to decrease that, but 12 million, that's a sizable population. In fact, it's twice as big as the population of Ireland. So now we move on to the Irish because this is the perfect example of what's going on. Population, 6.5 million in 2016. So just about half the population of Uyghurs in China is the entire population of Ireland. But according to the banks and the pension fund managers, Ireland needs 4 million migrants to sustain the state pension system. The stark warning was made by the government-appointed Pensions Commission. It was told that the number of older people is rising fast, leaving a smaller portion of those to work and to fund the pensions of those over 65. The Central Statistics Office statisticians James Hegarty told a commission meeting the population of older age groups will increase, and this will have a significant impact on the ratio of working age people to pensioners. Solution, genocide. Far, far greater genocidal activity there in the nation of Ireland than has ever been put forward by the Uyghurs. And the reason why Ireland is such a fantastic example is when you hear these genocidal programs by people like Joe Biden, they're always couched in this belief that's now been spread everywhere. White people are evil. White people are colonizers. Colonizers deserve to die. They are, you know, evil because of their DNA. This is being taught, by the way, in elementary schools now. Third graders being sent home with homework in order for them to determine whether or not they have privilege, white privilege that comes from them being colonizers. That means that they deserve to be destroyed and everybody else deserves to be uplifted. Ireland has never colonized a single other place. Ireland has, for nearly the entirety of its existence, been a colony of Great Britain, been a colony of, well, the Romans never actually made it to Ireland, but they've never colonized anybody. They have none of this supposed, you know, white guilt that they should be saddled with. They have only been the subject of repression, the subject of oppression, the subject of colonization. And yet they are now getting the full force and brunt of the anti-white agenda that is seeking to literally genocide the entire people of that population. So I'm just trying to be consistent here. I don't like what's happening to the Uyghurs in China. We should be defending these people who are being systematically eradicated by their governmental organizations. And on the other hand, I don't want the people of Ireland to be systematically eliminated by their super state governmental organization. I don't think the pension system is worth replacing every single person in your country with a foreigner. There's plenty to go around. Hell, there's more Bangladeshis in a single district of a single city of that country than there are in the entire nation of Ireland. So maybe we can help out Ireland. Maybe we can help increase the birth rates. Maybe we can stop this genocide, at least in Ireland. And then maybe we can expand that to the rest of the world and recognize that white people are a global minority, the least population out of any racial division. If you want to take the big ones, Asian, black, whatever. Whites are the smallest and they're being genocided. And that's the headline. Stop white genocide.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Okay, welcome back, folks. Harrison Smith, InfoWars.com, American Journal. I'm sorry, I took two segments to myself to rage against the greatest crime ever perpetrated against humanity, that is the genocide of various ethnic groups. So I want to make up with that by going to your phone calls now for the rest of the hour. Johnny in Denmark, why Trump relinquished the presidency. Oh gosh, Johnny, please don't tell me this is some sort of 4D chess. I mean, the man is gone. I don't know what you're going to say. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
Well, actually, quite the contrary, Harry. I was just, first of all, I was going to congratulate you on your on becoming evidence sensitive in your evaluations. For example, just a couple of days after you actually foreshortened my call because I was saying he didn't concede, you actually, very aptly, in my opinion, you have nothing to be embarrassed about, entertained the idea, and after thinking all night about it, which I believe, based on Steve Pachenik, who's one of the most qualified people about it, that it could be either way. But no, he relinquished it. There's no doubt about that. I'm not in denial of reality. I'm not one of these people saying it was CGI or holograms or anything like that. But what I was getting into was just in order to structure my own thinking and other people's thinking, it might be helpful to them about it after thinking about it and discussing it and researching it for more than 10 hours now. The five main explanations, and it could be a combination of them, too. The first one is yours, and I'm presenting them in the order that I believe that you think are the most likely, which says is that he tried, he failed, and he quit. The main problem with that one is obviously he seems to have tried. There's lots of evidence of that. He evidently failed yesterday, and nobody can deny that. Actually, some can, but I'm not going to. And he quit prematurely. And to your credit, you were able to successfully predict that he had a royal flush, but that he wasn't going to play it. And I frankly differed with you, even though I agree with you on a lot on that point, because I figured, why wouldn't you play a royal flush, especially when the stakes are your own survival, the survival of yourself, your family, your country, the West, the world, the planet, and the species? So I couldn't see why. Especially since, and the reason I thought he was going for a military option was because he clearly could have refiled with the Supreme Court because they had dismissed his case without prejudice, which means he could refile it, and based on a lack of standing, not merit, and he had incontrovertible standing once the Electoral College had, quote, certified, unquote, the election against him. Now, the second one of the five main explanations is that he settled. This is the Mike Adams explanation on his daily situation updates. He presented that as a possibility. You have also, but Mike got more into it. But he got into some far-out stuff, which I don't quite believe because of all the loyalists there are in the military for Trump. And he was talking about, you know, they were threatening to detonate dirty bombs or nuclear weapons on Washington or threaten his family. Several astute people on InfoWars, I think yourself included, said that should not have been a factor because it would just be worse if he succumbed to the threat. They'd probably do whatever they were going to do anyway.
Right.
With a possible nuclear bombs. Right. The third one, and I want to get into this a little more if I have time. And remember, I won't be calling back till next Thursday. I'll respect your, you know, one getting through call a week unless you want otherwise.
I'll give you plenty of time since you're respecting that.
Thank you very much. And I think it's a general interest to the callers based on what I've heard, he invoked continuing military options. And I'll tell you why I think – I'm not saying that is necessarily the case. I'm just saying after research, and I'll tell you what it is. I'll give you a little teaser about that. I was, to my very pleasant surprise, after the shocking disappointment yesterday, today, discovered that four of the five loyalists that he appointed since November 9th to the DOD, the Department of Defense, are still there. Ezra Cohen Watnick is still there. Jeffrey A. Rosen is still there. Richard Donahue is still there. And Michael Ellis is still there. See, because without those, if you had asked me, okay, Johnny boy, who's going to implement this possible military counter coup, I would have been hard pressed. I would have been actually depressed. But now I could say, hang on a second. Why is Biden, who so eagerly signed 17 executive orders with, you know, kind of promises, for more, and is trying his best to undo all the progress Trump made with executive orders, leaving those guys in? Ray of Hope, and I'll get to that later. The fourth is that he sold out. I don't want to believe that. And I believe, you know, as a good human being and as a good God-loving person and Christian, that I should give people the benefit of the doubt until they clearly no longer deserve it. And I don't think we're at that point yet. And the fifth one, which is even worse, which is what I call the David Knight theory, is that, and I'll do a little David Knight imitation here, he was shilling for the NWO throughout the presidency. I don't believe that. Some people actually do, even callers to this show, Jose before, saying that he had consolidated it. But the good news about that is, regardless of how many executive orders Biden signs, a friend of mine said it was a waste of time what Trump did, because everything he did is going to be undone by Biden by executive order. Can't be, because as you pointed out before, there's a red pilling and white pilling that occurred that cannot be reversed by anything, far less an executive order.
Right.
So now the reason why I'm far from convinced that he wasn't long planning to at least deprive Biden and Harris of the inauguration, or maybe even arrest them, as I believed he was going to do, is because he gave almost unbelievably many promising signs of being about to launch a military counter coup. You know, the components of the royal flush that you kept talking about, against the almost unbelievably transparently stolen election. For example, I'll go through eight of these. Signing Paul POTUS Executive Order 13,848, which was titled Imposing Certain Sanctions in the Event of Foreign Interference in the United States Election. And the one document I would encourage anybody who's skeptical about what I'm saying to read is that one, because he anticipated explicitly in that document far worse than what's already happened. And that was in 2018. So he had years of lead time. Two, a resuming federal executions after a 17-year hiatus in July of 2020, and under his administration, having 13 of them performed, setting a presidential record for more than a century. Why would he do that if he thought he was on his way out? And, you know, he could be one of the people, one of the, you know, executees, as it were.
Mm.
Uh, publicly warning continually more strongly that the 2020 general election would be or was the most enormous electoral fraud in U.S. history, which it was. You know, to Chris Wallace, for example, and crescendoing in his tweets, for failing to refile the Supreme Court lawsuit with Texas and 20 other states against the contested states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and with incontrovertible standing, because there's no doubt that then there was judicially cognizable interest, and even being able to add Arizona, New Mexico, and Nevada anytime after Pence.
So I totally agree with you, Johnny, and I'm sure there are four more, you know, great examples of exactly what he could have done, or, you know, things that were in place that led you to believe this. But we only have 2 minutes left in the segment, and I want to get your input on this because you're a smart guy. What happens now? Where do we go from here? What's the next move?
I think we should wait a little bit to see what's going to happen, because certainly we shouldn't. I think Stuart Rhodes had a good piece yesterday, which is on info on band.video. Not so sure as to what we should do, but I just want to finish with this because it'll kind of indicate what we should do, if you don't mind.
1 minute.
Okay, great. So he continually was ridding the administration of traitors, Bannon, Tillerson, Mattis, Bolton, Esper, Krebs, and Haspel. And he was hiring, even after November 4th and even November 9th, U.S. patriots to very important federal legal and military positions. For example, Miller, who's now gone, but he's the only one of the five loyalists up there who is gone. And his executive orders, he wrote a bunch of them, and I think that, you know, they should be read. And he had crescendoing criticisms. He had more suggestive slurs of NWO villains, calling them treasonous, subversive, and calling it the China virus, indicating that we weren't going to take any crap from China anymore. And last but not least, suspicious errors. Remember the COVFEFE thing, COVFEFE, and his continuing. I know this sounds a little bit Q-ish, but still. Saying that the Spanish flu was in 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution year, whereas it was actually 1918 to 1920. I think that's one point on which a lot of people gave Q credibility, and I think rightly so.
Very interesting. Well, we have to go to break, but I thank you so much for the call, Johnny. A lot of very good information in there. We'll be puzzling it over and going over it more in the next hour. Stay with us, folks. Thanks, Johnny.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice, simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
InfoWars.com.
is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's a very pertinent question to ask, how do we build back better?
To build back better or whatever.
We have a chance to reset the clock and build back better than before.
To build back better than before.
Remember the terrible damage of COVID as we try to build back from this global pandemic.
Joe Biden calls it build back better.
Build back better.
Building back better.
To do things differently. To build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
And build it back better.
It's my plan to build back better.
Start taking all the problems that have been created in right. education, mental health, and start to build back in a positive way.
I have launched a booklet called Build Back Better, Britain After Coronavirus.
It's about building this country back better.
Growing conspiracy following it. It is called The Great Reset.
An unprecedented opportunity to rethink and reset the ways in which we live.
The great opportunity for reset.
The theory even calls Mr. Biden's campaign slogan, Build Back Better, a front for the conspiracy.
Build back better.
Building back better our economy.
Build back better.
All elements of the Great Reset are fundamental to building the future we need.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
It's a big effort to, some would say, to build back better. We would say to really have a great reset.
Conspiracy, conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
I have to say, the Great Reset is one of the most insane things that I've ever encountered. You have Time Magazine, you have the World Economic Forum, you have these massive spreads, the Great Reset, the wonderful Great Reset, and then simultaneously some of those same outlets or places like the BBC are saying, what is this baseless conspiracy theory, the Great Reset? It's like, well, it's on the cover of Time Magazine saying, here is the Great Reset, here's what we're doing. We go, hey, look at the Great Reset. Look at what they're doing. They're going, you conspiracy theorist nut jobs. How dare you? How dare you question the thing that we're doing? You just let us do it. And if you talk about it, it's a crazy conspiracy. So I don't know. I mean, the entire point is to make you feel insane, I guess. I mean, they can't be serious, right? They have to know that they're lying. They have to know they're full of crap. I mean, you have Time Magazine with the cover, The Great Reset. You have the World Economic Forum saying you'll own nothing, you'll have no privacy, and you'll be happy, creating videos for it. They're still up online. You can see it everywhere. And then they say, what is this conspiracy theory of The Great Reset? They have to be joking, right? They have to think that you're an idiot. Like, what do they think is going on? I don't know. It's just beyond anything I've ever experienced before. And yet it's everywhere. And this is what normal people are just, they're just taking it in. They're just like, oh, the Great Reset sounds good. And then they're like, oh, the Great Reset's conspiracy theory. They're like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Gosh, you better not talk about it then. I can't think for myself. I'm just a sheep. I'm just a dumb frog sitting in a swamp, sitting in a pot, just slowly being boiled. Does it feel hotter in here to you? No? Oh, it's a conspiracy theory that it's getting hotter? It's a conspiracy theory that the water's boiling? Because my friend just died. It's like, wake up! Wake up, damn it! Come on! I mean, they are enslaving you. They're telling you you'll own nothing and you'll be happy while they're buying up the most farmland in all of America. Bill Gates is telling you, you have to starve and death. He says if our vaccine programs work correctly, we can get the population of the earth down from its height of where it is. And you can't recognize what's going on? You need this explained to you? Wake up, damn it! Wake up! We'll be right back with the American Journal on the other side. Stay with us, folks. It's InfoWars.com. You're listening to NPR News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Okay, all right. Welcome back, folks. It's the third hour of American Journal, and I'm going insane just trying to quantify, trying to justify what people out there think, what the mainstream media is able to get away with. It's literally driving me insane. So I go out to your phone calls. Hopefully you can help me out with some of this. Greg in Arizona, thanks so much for calling, and thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Way to end that last segment. We went from Donald Trump to Forrest Gump. And we went from Make America Great Again to Build Back Better.
Yeah.
I've got an idea, and I've been war gaming this in my head. You know, I've been watching God Alex for 20 years, and you guys are on my TV 8 hours a day. You know, I tried to do a podcast last year. We got incorporated. Quickly realized that I'm spinning my wheels talking to four walls.
Mm.
You guys sell nutraceuticals that are saving lives. I've got off 26 prescription pills a day, and I'm on all nutraceuticals now, and I've been off for pills for quite a while now.
Wow.
And I'm talking everything from Percocet to methotrexate for arthritis and all that crap that they shove down your throat. Here's my point. Small businesses, we're the engine of the country. They're gone now. They've killed small business.
Mm-hmm.
I can get a storefront in Bullhead City, which was the second to last, I think, rally that Trump did, which I was there six rows back. But we need to start attacking the fake news in an all-out attack. Not only the fake news, but big pharma. I could get a storefront for $350 a month here. Use it as an InfoWars storefront. I could do a podcast an hour a day out of it, the storefront. Pretty much, whether we break even at that storefront or not, but my point to Alex is, and InfoWars is, Alex is the point now to where he could put franchised outlets across this whole country in a minute. People would pay him to do that. And that's what we need to do. We need to get InfoWars a household name like a frickin' microwave.
Right.
And I think that's a good way for Alex to do it without a lot of money out of his pocket. A lot of details wrote down on how to do this. I put franchise together before, but I've never done it with a media outlet. So I don't know a lot of details that I'm sure he would be able to just turnkey this. But it's something to think about. We can't sit around and do nothing and be scared of a bunch of military at the White House. We've got to fight back, and we cannot be scared. We went from the virus now to being the fear of government is full out now. Bull crap. So I mean, that's just an idea I wanted to throw at you guys today. I love you all. I pray for you every day. I feel bad for Alex. Alex cannot take this world on his shoulders right now and feel guilty about not getting Trump elected. And I know he does.
Well,
he's got to get past that.
The only problem is we did get Trump elected, then they stole it, and No, I know what you're saying.
I agree, but I know Alex felt bad.
Yeah.
Everybody does. I mean, I woke up when he got inaugurated. I can finally do a YouTube podcast now, but if I do one more mistake, I'll be banned for everything. Facebook, I said to hell with them last week. I'm shutting them down. I'm not going to feed that beast. And we need to stop doing that. Get off Twitter. Get off Facebook. It'd be great if we could just say, hey, I want my landline phone now, and say the hell with cell phones. But nobody will do that.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I agree with everything that you're saying. But, you know, the other side of it is like, I don't know. I always resist the idea of like, well, we should just get off these things. Like, we should just use landline. It's like, I like technology. I think a lot of good stuff has come from technology. It's very useful. I like going out and seeing shows with my family and friends. I like being a part of my community. And it's like the only solution that's ever been, you know, professed here or there is like, yeah, we'll just separate ourselves. We just won't take advantage of our country. We just won't be a part of our community. And I'm not saying that's what you're saying, Greg. I think you have a lot of good ideas, and I think you're exactly right on. And I think at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, did I do everything I could to help this country? Have I given everything I can? I'm satisfied at the end of the day when I go to sleep that I have done as much as I can. It's not nearly enough. We still have a lot of work to do, but I know that coming in here every day, focusing on what's going on, trying to design a good show for y'all, trying to do everything I can, I feel fulfilled and I feel like I've done enough. And it's the reason I got this job in 2017 when I saw what was going on and I was sick of not being involved and not being a part of this and not being as supportive as I should have been. So I got this job and I started working my butt off, and here I am in front of you today, you know, fully satisfied that I'm doing everything I can in this war as a soldier in this information war. But I hate that that's our solution. I hate that it's all, we'll just surrender everything to them. We'll just back up, just like I just won't send my kids to school and I just won't take advantage of any governmental programs and I won't, you know, accept money from whatever. I won't buy from Amazon. I won't connect with my family and friends through Facebook. I won't do any of that because they're bad, and they are bad and they are evil. And I don't know what the solution is, but just to me, I hate that has to be the solution, that it has to be that we have to segregate ourselves and separate ourselves, because it's what they want us to do at the end anyway, to reject all this crap, to go away, to stop speaking up on their platforms. So to me, it's like, no, let's move forward. Let's be aggressive. Let's go. No, we're going to be a part of this because it's ours, because this is America and it was founded by our ancestors, not yours. You don't get to come in yesterday and then say, I'm now in charge of this and you can't be a part of it. No, forget that. That's not how it works. This is ours. America is ours. Our forefathers founded it. Our ideology made it great. We are the inheritors of this great country and everything that came from it. And we're not going to separate ourselves. We're not going to give it up because some loudmouth jackass came in and was mad that it was ours and not theirs and said they wanted it and wanted to kick us out. Screw that. It's ours, and we should take it back. We should be on the full frontal offensive. We should not step back. We should not step down. We should not retreat. We should move forward aggressively. I'm restarting my Twitter. I'm doing it. I stopped having a Twitter when Trump got kicked off, but I now realize that was kind of a dumb thing to do, because we should be on these platforms. We should be moving forward. We should be aggressively taking all of this crap back. I love this. This is from Attorney General Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas. He writes this to President Biden on Inauguration Day. He says, "Congrats, President Biden. On Inauguration Day, I wish our country the best. I promise my fellow Texans and Americans that I will fight against the many unconstitutional and illegal actions that the new administration will take, challenge federal overreach that infringes on Texans' right, and serve as a major check against the administration's lawlessness. Texas first, law and order always." I love that guy. And this is exactly the type of strategy we need to have. Look, we love you. We want you to do the best, but we will not stand for your oppression of us. We will not stand for your repression of our way of life or our views. We will not be cowed down and embarrassed by Christianity. We will not be told that we are evil. We will not be demonized for our heritage or the way that we were born. It's over. We're done with that. You had your chance. You almost got rid of us. You almost destroyed us. You almost totally won. Now you're in power. You think you have a clear road ahead of you, but guess what? That road will be lined with patriots, and we will not let you pass any farther. That's the attitude we need to take. We need to regain what we've lost. We need to expand on it, and we need to drive these scumbag snakes into the sea like St. Patrick did. We need to drive forward, never stopping, never slowing down, never giving up, never cowering, and never ceding a single inch ever again. We need to start taking the land back. We need to move forward aggressively, not retreat, but advance. We must advance, and we must do it now.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, and without your prayer, and without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
With a single stroke of his pen, Joe Biden has eliminated the jobs of 10,000 American union workers. U.S. employment wages would have exceeded $2.2 billion under a project labor agreement with four American labor unions. The pipeline builder was ready to award over $3 billion in contracts awarded to U.S. contractors and suppliers in 2020 with all new steel pipe for the Keystone XL Made in America project that has been eliminated by Joe Biden. A user on Twitter called PookieDR says, just completed layoff checks for nearly 200 well-paid union tradesmen because Slow Joe pulled the KXL permits. They say this is heartbreaking. He replies, the company for which I worked was only building two of the dozen pump stations in progress. I imagine the remaining contractors are laying off the same number of workers. So hundreds, hundreds and hundreds. And you can imagine each one of those. Imagine 200. Imagine 200 families, 200 fathers, 200 mothers, 200 children now without work. Maybe they can just learn to code, right? Scumbag, heartless Democrats. Well, look at that. The Biden Keystone XL will also hurt Native American communities. Native American partnership with the projects would have generated more than $1 billion in equity ownership opportunities and input in construction operation. The project sponsor committed over $500 million for Native American suppliers and employment opportunities for tribal communities. Rural America would lose out on over $100 million of annual property taxes that would have gone to rural communities. But, you know, who needs jobs when you have the vague and incoherent dictates of global warming? Climate change, right? We have to solve climate change by importing our oil from the Middle East. Thanks, Biden, scumbag. Let's go to Logan in Alabama. He says we're better off without Trump. Doesn't feel better off, Logan, but I want to hear what you have to say. Thanks for calling in, Logan. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Yeah, let me clarify that statement. What I was telling your guy is that since we lost the Senate race, We are in a better position with Trump out of the Oval Office because
we were relying on him too much.
Yeah, that, but also Trump's forte is his name. Right now, first off, everyone's got to stop crying and moaning about, oh, they blah, 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 Trump lost. They stole it fair and square. Good for them. All right, stop crying about it. It's going to be all right. What we got to do is double down. Trump's main forte is his name. We got to double the movement. Like what that one guy was talking about, y'all franchising, if y'all decide to do that, great. But Trump, this is how we're going to know if Trump really is the real deal. Create Trump Network, the MAGA Network, MAGA America First Network, whatever. He comes out, grow the movement, okay? Double the numbers. We got the numbers. They got the power and the infrastructure.
Yep.
We got the numbers, okay? That's all that matters. So if we can double our numbers, there's only so much they can really do. All right? The main thing now is to grow the movement. And in 2 years, okay, what did we learn from this election? They can pull off fraud in a very focused manner, but they weren't able to stop the House. They lost a lot of seats in the House. So guess what? They're going to be gunning for that House now. They're going to be looking at ways to use their power and influence to make sure they can put the fraud out there on a massive scale. So that needs to be our focus. Grow the movement. Let Trump do the media thing. Team up with InfoWars. Double the movement. And we have to put pressure on the local people to go to paper ballots and prevent fraud in the House seats. We take back the House. We take back the House in 2 years. Then we can start turning the momentum on the power structure. But it's not over. And I'm telling you, Trump not being in the White House, especially since we lost the Senate, we're better off. That's what I mean by that. We're better off.
Because the Senate was really that was the big upset. We should not have lost those two Senate seats. That is crazy. And it wasn't, there may have been some fraud in those Senate races, but it wasn't near to the level that it was with Trump. They didn't have to because people were so disenfranchised. I was at that rally in Georgia for those senators.
Mm-hmm.
People were so disenfranchised by Trump, by the election being stolen. These folks did not go vote in the numbers that they did for Trump for these senators. One, people didn't trust those senators. They knew they weren't real Trump people in the first place. And two, people started buying into the Linwood Q stuff. Oh, well, you know, it don't matter anyway, you know, because they feel like their vote didn't matter because, you know, they stole from Trump and there's no point.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you had the conservative Senate not passing any of the obvious bills that would have helped, not supporting President Trump and his claims of the vote being rigged, even though it clearly was. They were total frauds. I didn't see a point in voting for him. And at the end of the day, it's like, well, if they're going to cheat in the election and you're not going to do anything to stop them, then why should I go and vote in a rigged election that you, the Republicans, don't even care that it's rigged and aren't doing anything to prevent it from being rigged further in the future? It's like there was no reason to vote for those people, even though it would have been nice to, you know, continue to have the Senate. The Senate doesn't represent us and they don't care about us and they aren't doing what, you know, they had 4 years to do what they should have been able to do and never even cared to do it. So lose, like who cares? We lose one way, we lose the other, and we still lose. So yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I think you bring up some very good points, Logan. And yeah, my whole point of getting up here ever since the 6th and ever since, they've rolled out this, you know, new talking point of domestic terrorism, and especially since the inauguration yesterday, is that this is a brave new world. We have to act in a way that takes that into account. But never have I said, you know, we should just give up. It's over. You know, it's just like, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. No, no. It's a new world. It's a new landscape that we're having to deal with. But that just means we have to be more aggressive. That means we have to be more on top of things. And you're exactly right. We have 2 years to demand that we get legitimate voting strictures in place so they cannot steal it anymore. And we can do that. We can get the people in the local offices. We can run for these positions. We can be there to prevent them from ever doing it again. We can have them on film. We cannot let up because we know what's at stake now. It's the history of our entire country and our heritage. So I think you're completely right. I want to quickly go to Adrian in Texas, who says this is the worst day. Thanks for calling in, Adrian. You're on the air.
Hi. I didn't listen to the speeches, and I didn't watch the inauguration because honestly, there was no point. It was all a display of corruption and treason on TV.
Yep.
So from this point on, we just gotta make 2021 the year of action. A lot of people say we're gonna take the House back in 2 years and we got to vote and we got to do this and we got to do that, become politically active. We've been politically active. We have been working with the system all this time. And where are we? A bunch of treasonous politicians stole the country and installed themselves at the top. And you still want to work with the system to do what exactly? So basically, time for any kind of civil action. You got to understand that we got to work outside of the system. The system is broken. You still want to work with it? Be my guest. But in 2 years from now, when you're going to vote in another election and you're going to watch all the votes being switched in the middle of the night, you're going to ask yourself again, what the hell just happened? You think you're going to have another election in 4 years down the road and another 2 years after that? Any civil disobedience action you can take, you need to start taking it now.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfowarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse. Like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I've seriously been blown away by the audience response to this program. We have had full phone lines every single day that we've opened them up, which has been every day that we've been on air. And it's really humbling and amazing to see so many people calling in to get their voices out. And I'm sorry if I haven't done my duty and gotten to as many as humanly possible. But I do want to take a quick moment to tell you that the globalist storm is here. Stock up while you still can, folks. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the last week for up to 60% off our top-selling products. 60% off, folks. What other organization, what other outlet, what other store has ever given you 60% off their top-selling products? I feel lucky if there's a product I buy a lot and it's 10% off. It's like, oh, great, I'm saving money. I mean, nobody does sales like we do sales, but we don't just do it on our, you know, poorly selling products to try to boost them up. No, no, it's our top selling products that you get these massive discounts on. 60% off, that's unheard of. And yet it's a regular thing here at InfoWars. And so now we have 50% off these top selling products: Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3, the Pure Turmeric Extract, and you get 40% off the Energize Pack, which is a combo pack with Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, and the Revitalize Pack, which is 40% off Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout. Those two in combination are like the superpower, the wind up and wind down packs, the Energize Pack and the Revitalize Pack, both those 40% off. Pollen Block is 25% off, which is like it's like a small discount for us, which is, again, it just blows my mind, because anytime I go shopping and I see something's 25% off, that is a huge discount. For us, it's just like, that's just a regular thing. It's just a regular thing. We just like giving back great value for our audience, who has done such an amazing job supporting us and keeping us on air all these years. It's almost lucky that we went under such insane censorship a couple years ago, because now, as that's increasing in other places, they're scrambling to figure out what the hell to do. Well, we figured out what to do. We go straight to our audience. We go straight to you. We rely on you, the InfoWars crowd, the Info Warriors out there, to support us and carry us through these trying times. 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Of course, the incredible storable food, which is the insurance you can eat. It'll last for 25 years, and it is delicious, I say from personal experience. Maybe one day when I'm particularly hungry, I'll bring some mac and cheese up here and just eat it in front of you while I'm taking your calls, because it really is amazing stuff, and you have to see it or taste it to believe it. It's the really, really good storable food there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please do support us, and please do call in with your insight and input, because we love hearing from you, the Info Warriors out there. And with that, I go to the calls. Steven in Florida is calling out Patriot hypocrisy. Ooh, interesting stuff. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Please.
Yes, sir. First of all, I want to say this, just real quick. Somebody earlier mentioned about what mystery Babylon is. When you study Revelation 17, it's real clear. This is talking fantastical Babylon. And
I'm sorry, sir. It sounds like you're fading out there. I don't know if you have a bad signal or not, but I think we're missing parts of what you're saying.
Okay.
You're talking about mystery Babylon and Revelation 17. We got that much.
Okay. So anyway, when you look at that, it's talking about a woman who reigns over the kings of the earth at the time John wrote that. Well, that was Rome. Mm. And when you look at the description, it's talking about ecclesiastical Rome, so not political Rome. And that was the papacy, which is now heading up the world global religious system. Okay, so you can study that out more. But here's the main thing I want to say. Here's the big question that I want to ask, and then I'm going to answer it. When you look at everything that's going on now, I keep hearing the patriot community, the Christian conservative patriots, saying God is with us. If that's the case, then why now this has been solidified with the deep state takeover? And I'm going to tell you why. Okay. And I'll give you, here's the thing. I got a letter in the mail from AIG, American General Insurance. Now, you know about, you guys put out about Curt Schilling and how they canceled his insurance, the Major League Baseball player, because of taking a stand for Trump. Well, I got a letter from them. I tried to get appointed as an insurance agent with them. And they sent me a letter saying they weren't going to accept my appointment because of some things in my, my license situation. Well, I'm going to call them and tell them you can take your appointment and keep it because of what they did to Curt Schilling. So I'm taking a stand against the globalists and the deep state. But the thing is, I can't be consistent in doing that and standing against evil publicly unless I stand against it all the way across the board as a Christian, because my first allegiance is not to America and the Constitution. It's to Jesus Christ. And so here's what I want to say. I see a lot of hypocrisy in the patriot community, and I'm going to include InfoWars in this. And I've been supportive of you guys, supportive of Alex, but I've got to speak this out because my first allegiance is to Jesus. Okay, so here's a guy, Pete Santilli. He's a patriot, a military veteran. He has a show through BitChute on the internet, real popular, just like Alex, not as big of an audience. He talks about being a godly patriot, talks about Jesus. But then while I'm on hold waiting to get into his show, I hear him say, F you. And then he comes on and he says, in his monologue, first thing, if these people get away with what they're doing, the first thing I'd like to see happen is have Melania Trump put her knees on my ears. Now, you know what he's saying, that this is hypocrisy. You can't claim to be a Christian and say God is with us when you're promoting Satan's evil agenda with sexually perverse comments and using Satan's language like F you. And I'm going to bring this down to where the rubber meets the road. And I'm not saying this as a self-righteous person, because I'm nothing without Jesus Christ. I'm saying this as one that stands for the Lord because he saved my soul. All right. Harrison, last week, I think it was, I heard you, and I was right with you, getting angry, getting upset about what the globalists are doing before the inauguration, okay? And I was right with you. You're upset. But in the process, you spoke the name of Jesus Christ out of your mouth in a very irreverent fashion to express your outrage. Okay, God says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. I've heard Alex Jones multiple times take the Lord's name in vain, and Owen Schroyer and others with InfoWars, F-U, G-D, you know, calling people a-holes and all this other kind of stuff. Look, if we're going to claim to be Christians, we have to be consistent, not in just our attitude toward the globalists. That's a symptom. This is what I'm getting at. Why is what's happening now? If God is indeed in control, it's because God is giving us over to Satan because of the hypocrisy, mainly on the part of those who profess to be with God, just like the nation of Israel. They were the most patriotic people. They claimed the one true God as their God, but they turned from the living God to idols. They compromised with the world, and God judged them and used their enemies to destroy them. And that is what I see God now doing with America. God is judging us for our hypocrisy. And look, I could go right down the line. I see you
guys. All right. Let me stop you. I think we got where you're going, and I get it. You're right. There's lots of things that we could do to live up to our high standards. I think we do a pretty darn good job of it in general. Now, you should hear me talk when I'm not on the radio. I curse a lot more. I'm not the most holy guy. I've never pretended to be, so I wouldn't call that hypocritical. But at the end of the day, I do love God, and I do love Jesus, and I try my hardest to live by his commandments. Now, we're not up here pretending to pledge allegiance on a Catholic Bible and then supporting abortion behind the scenes. There's a lot of hypocrisy going on in America. Not a heck of a lot of it is coming from the Patriot movement. I think the vast majority of us here at InfoWars are living what we express. And I get up here and I talk off the top of my head. I don't have a script. I'm not playing a part. I am me. I am talking the way that I believe. If I went home and didn't believe this type of stuff and was saying the opposite of what I say in front of me, I would be a hypocrite. But I'm not. So yeah, we sometimes use the Lord's name in vain. We sometimes use curse words. We do it a lot more when we're not on air than when we are because of the FCC regulations. But that's not the hypocrisy that's destroying us. The hypocrisy that's destroying us is like people from Raytheon, spraying chemicals all over wedding parties in Yemen and then coming home and calling us domestic terrorists for calling them out on it. That's the hypocrisy that's destroying America.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level. And now they're coming with dog collars. And they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines and is clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Ooh, it's a fiery morning here, the 21st of January. InfoWars.com, band.video, final segment of American Journal before Alex Jones takes over with the Alex Jones Show. Share these links, spread these news stories, read for yourself, do your own research, come to your own conclusions, and then share them with us here on this morning call-in show that I am so humbled and grateful to host for the time being. Let's go to Nick in Texas. I think I saw this. I think I know what you're talking about. He's talking about the Bible that Joe Biden was sworn in on. What do you got for us, Nick? You're on the air.
Hey, I was just going to make a point of, I was noticing Biden and his Bible, and I just wanted to research on it. And I kind of wanted to make it apparent that it's an Illuminati-sponsored Catholic transition of the Jewish Bible. I mean, the New World Order is printed on all American government on American currency, and this man just got sworn in on an Illuminati-sponsored New World Order Bible. I mean, to me, it's kind of, in the Bible, it even points out, you know, what many consider the Da Vinci Code, which is the deception of Jesus Christ. So, I mean, this is pretty much the ultimate Illuminati trick in the open public.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal of the Illuminati is to incorporate all of the world's religions into one world religion with them at the top. And, of course, we've seen that with, I mean, literally earlier this year, and I don't know how this didn't just become the biggest story of the year, was Pope Francis, you know, having this initiative along with Mark Benioff of Salesforce and Lynn de Rothschild and saying, yeah, we're coming together to create a new, you know, corporate oversight committee or whatever it was. It's like this is the ultimate plan, is the merging of Catholicism, the Vatican. I mean, you have the Vatican, Jerusalem and Israel, the city of England or the city of London in England and Washington, D.C., all of these satanic Masonic imagery that goes back to the time of the ancient pharaohs. And I mean, all the symbolism is certainly there. The Bible that he was sworn in on is this massive, like, grimoire-looking, tome that looked rather occult. I thought you were going to point out this that has been making the rounds here from Aldous Huxley's Ghost on Twitter. The 5-inch-thick Bible featured a Celtic cross on the cover and has been in the Biden family since 1893. The president has used it each time he's taken the oath of office, and they're pointing out the irony of having a Bible with the Celtic cross on it, while the Celtic cross, according to the ADL, is a hate symbol representing white supremacy. But, of course, that's just convenient for them, because anything that is Christian or European heritage is a hate symbol, according to the ADL. But, yeah, this is the ultimate purpose. And, you know, I love Jake Lloyd yesterday. It was like, an Irish Catholic would be the one to usher in the fall of the United States. How curious. Yeah, interesting, interesting. The Catholics, the Papists, the Papists. Let's go to Kristen in New York, who was disgusted by yesterday. You're not alone, Kristen. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Thank you to you and the crew. I also wanted to do a quick plug here. My boyfriend was able to get off of mild inhalers by using lung cleanse. We love Ultra 12 and iodine.
Lung cleanse, Ultra 12, and iodine. That's a great combo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the silver, even though you guys haven't had it in a while, I still have some left, and, you know, we're really appreciative for that, too. That definitely helps.
Powerful stuff.
We haven't been sick in a couple of years now. I wanted to say that I'm a little bit disappointed and a number of the Trump supporters that have called and patriots. I think that we're putting a lot of blame on President Trump. I think that he didn't realize how bad, you know, our government has basically been infiltrated by communists now. And I think that we didn't do enough. Instead of putting the blame on him, he didn't do enough. He left us in this situation. None of us did enough. We should have been holding all of the right authorities accountable. We should have been at the Capitol and staying there. We should have been at known FBI buildings, holding them accountable for all of the information and evidence that disappeared, you know, that the New York State Police, or I'm sorry, New York City Police had found. And I think that, you know, we all need to look at ourselves. And I do think that the time is now. The longer that we wait, the longer that they create more things to hold against us, round us up, whatever they're going to do. And we shouldn't give them that chance. You know, I think a lot of people are used to the government ruling us, and they forget that it's us that's supposed to rule our government.
Yeah.
The government is supposed to follow by what we want, what is good for us. And they do everything for themselves and nothing for us. And it's us, for us to take that control back. You know, we never should have relied on just one man, and we didn't support him enough to get those things done, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly plenty of blame to go around, and, you know, I've blamed Trump for quite a few things. I've been frustrated with him, and at the end of the day, it's a lot more to do with the establishment Republicans not backing him up, because the vast majority of the people are crying out and calling out and saying, we support you, Trump, do what you need to do. I mean, even when all the way back to last summer with the riots that went on and on, it was the regular Republican people going, hey, send out the guard, send out the National Guard, prevent these people from burning down our cities. Please, for the love of God, stop this violence going on. And it was
never done. done, but yet it was done to the patriots that went to the Capitol. You know,
immediately, right. Yeah, and of course, that has to do with the fact that the mainstream media was out there going, this is horrible. I mean, I think it was Josh Hawley published an op-ed in the New York Times saying, hey, maybe we should send in the National Guard since these people are burning down whole cities. And the New York Times fired the two editors and apologized for that and withdrew the op-ed. So there was a lot of pushback and resistance. But, you know, at the end of the day, we can't send out the National Guard. We can't, you know, put out that order. And if Donald Trump or whoever is in charge is at the behest of the mainstream media, who absolutely hates him and hates us and hates everything that we stand for, if they're listening to him or if they're giving credence to their, you know, whining and complaining, and they're actually letting that affect the decisions that they make, there's nothing we can do about that because we're not the ones whining and complaining and telling them not to do it. Same way with big tech for how many years? I mean, you know, Alex Jones, we went to the Senate and sat in the building with, you know, in the room with them, you know, questioning, Facebook's, Sheryl Sandberg. And Marco Rubio was like, I've never even heard of you. I don't know who you are. It's like, well, he's the number one victim of the thing you're supposed to be talking about today in the Senate. So it's like those are the people. It's the Marco Rubios and the Mitch McConnells and the people that surrounded Trump that prevented him from taking action. But at the end of the day, it was Trump tweeting law and order and not sending the troops. It was Trump saying, I'm watching, you know, monitoring the situation with big tech. And he monitored it right until they kicked him off. And now he's gone and he's out of power and there's nothing he can do to prevent it. So I think there's plenty of blame to go around. But once again, it's like, you know, we've had a call before that was saying that the patriots are the hypocrites. You know, you're saying that we didn't do enough. I don't know what else we could have done. I dedicated my whole life to this. I know a lot of people have. I know a lot of people have lost their jobs, lost their friends. They speak up. They haven't given up. I think we've done a lot. We need to do a lot more. But again, we need to think of things in a new way and a new strategy. And you bring up a great point, Kristen, that they're going to continue this. We don't have too much time left. At the end of the day, there is no deadline to our resistance. There is no end point. You know, they wanted to act like it was January 20th and we were all going to uprise on January 20th. And if they could just withstand the barrage then everything would be smooth sailing from then on. No, this is just the beginning. We just now need to start to understand the situation that we're in, understand that, as John Brennan put it, the intelligence community is focusing like a laser on destroying every remnant of libertarian or conservative thought in this country. And we have to think that way and consider it that way. And even if we're sitting here going, well, I'm just a libertarian. I love freedom. I'm wearing a shirt with George Washington. How can I be a bad guy? We don't have the power anymore. They have the power. They're treating us like the bad guys, and they're going to come after us with guns and with, you know, men in boots. And they're going to kick down our door and storm in, and we can sit there waving the Constitution, but the Constitution's not going to stop. The bullets are going to be firing at us. So what are we going to need? We're going to need body armor. We're going to need communities that get together and are able to resist the infiltration by these people. And the soldiers themselves need to understand that following orders is not an excuse. You know, the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, she requested manned machine guns be set up around. So just think about this. The people in the National Guard, the people who swore to protect our country, are now being told, mount the machine gun, and if any of your fellow citizens try to get to you, you mow them down like the rats that they are, like the cattle that have come for slaughter. So this is a new world that we're entering into, and we have to approach it that way, and we have to understand that people like Muriel Bowser are saying, mount the machine gun and gun down anybody that gets too close. And so that's what we have to take into account as we move forward into the future.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at Infowars.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of living defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about living defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of living defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about living defense, living defense, living defense.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.